안녕하세요. Hello. 이번 주는 한국의 유네스코 세계문화산을 얘기해 볼까 해요. So, this week we're going to be discussing the UNESCO World Heritage Sites in Korea. And this we'll be talking about three in particular, although there are more. 더 있어요. 세 개보다 더 있어요. So there's more than three. 그래서 아주 아름답고 특별한 곳이니까 끝까지 들어주셨으면 감사하겠습니다. So they're very special and beautiful places. So I'll be really grateful if you listen till the end. 그리고 사진을 제가 링크를 걸어 놓겠습니다. So I'll also attach like photos of all these different places in the vocabulary list so that you can see what they look like. Or you could also just search them up. 뭐 그럼 시작합시다. So let's get started. 한국 유네스코 세계문화유산. 한국 is Korea. UNESCO is UNESCO. And 세계 means world. 문화 means culture. And Yusan means kind of like the legacy and heritage. So, 세계문화유산 is like the world heritage sites. And of course, we'll be talking about the ones specific to Korea today. So, 첫 번째는 석굴암과 불국사. So, first, we're going to be talking about 석굴암 and 불국사. And 석굴암은, it's like a grotto. And 불국사 is like a temple. 그리고 토함산에 있어요. So they're at a mountain called 토함. 산 means mountain. So 토함산. 그리고 이것은 신라 시대의 불교 유적이에요. So these are 신라 시대. 신라 is called 신라 and it's a dynasty in Korea. So 시대 means like dynasty, like the time. So then in the times of 신라, in the dynasty of 신라, it's a 불교 유적. 불교 is Buddhism and 유적 is like the artifacts and so the remains. So this is the 신라 dynasty's like Buddhist temples and grottos. 그리고 여기는 불상이 유명해요. So, 불상 means like a Buddha, the statue of Buddha. 그리고 불상이 바다를 바라보고 있어요. So, this Buddha statue, this 불상, is looking at the sea. 바다 means like ocean and sea. 바라보고, so it's looking at the sea. 그리고 불국사는 774년에 지었어요. So 774년, so in the year of 774, 지었어요. So they built it then. 그리고 이거는 건축, which means like building, 종교, religion, 그리고 예술적인 가치. So like value of like its art. So 예술적 means like the art and like aesthetic of it. 그리고 가치, 가치 means like value. 그리고 독특한 건축. 독특한 means like unique, kind of like special. 건축, it's like building style. So thanks to the unique building style, like the religious and the art value, it was able to become a UNESCO World Heritage Site. So 그거 덕분에, so 덕분에 means like thanks to. So 그것 덕분에, so thanks to that, 세계문화유산. 이 되었습니다. It became a World Heritage Site. It's really pretty and it's very traditional, like the art and the style of the building. So if you're really interested in that, I would definitely recommend checking it out. 그리고 두 번째는 조선 왕릉. So this means like the royal tombs of Joseon. So Joseon was also like a time period in Korea. 그리고 왕릉 means like royal tomb. So 왕 means like king. So that's like the royal. So it's like the royal tombs where they where their bodies lie. And it's really interesting because they look like hills actually, but you can actually enter into them, and that's where they're like where the tombs are. So the tombs, so it looks like hills, but it's actually kind of like the pyramids, I guess, in that like you can enter in, and the hill, it looks like a hill, but you can actually go inside, and you can actually visit them today too. 그리고 18개 지역에 흩어져 있어요. So all these tombs are spread out. 흩어져 있다 means spread out over 18개 지역. So 18개 means 18, and 지역 means regions or areas. So it's spread out over 18 different regions. 그리고 5세기에 걸쳐서 만들어졌어요. 5세기에 걸치다. That means over a period of 500 years, it was 만들어졌어요. So it was made, it was built over a period of 500 years. 그리고 조선시대에 왕과 왕비를 묻었어요. So 조선시대, so in the period of 조선, 묻었어요. So they would bury them, bury the king and queen, 왕과 왕비. So they buried the royalty there. 그리고 아주 아름다운 자연 속에 있어요. So 아름답다 means like beautiful. 자연 means nature. So 속에 있어요. So it's inside. So it's inside very beautiful nature and very beautiful scenery. And it's really interesting because it's very significant to the history of Korea. And there's also a lot of beautiful like trees, flowers. It's very serene and it's very, very pretty. So yeah, it's definitely one of the places that I would check out if I went to Korea. 그리고 세 번째는 종묘. 이거는 서울에 있어요. So this is in Seoul, the capital of Korea. And this is a kind of like a shrine for deceased royalty. 그래서 이것도 조선 시대예요. So this is also from the Joseon period. 그래서 조선 시대에 왕과 왕비, so the king and queens of the Joseon period, 그들을 위한 사당. So it was for them. 위하다 means like it was for someone, like for something. And so it was for the kings and queens, and it was like a shrine. 그리고 여기는 보존 상태가 아주 우수해요. So 보존 means like preserve. 상태 means like the state. So the state of preservation, which basically means like it was preserved really well. 우수하다 means like amazing, excellent. So 보존 상태가 우수하다. So the it was preserved really, really well. 그리고 좀 특별해요. So it's kind of unique. 중심 건물. So like the main building. 그리고 앞마당. So the front yard. 가 하나가 되는 게 좀 특별해요. So they combine like the main building and the front yard, which was different and unique for the time, for the buildings built in that time. 그리고 아주 길다란 건물이에요. So 길다라, that means like long. So 건물 means building. So it's a very long kind of building. And back when it was built, it was thought to be one of the longest buildings in Asia, actually. 그리고 건물 안에는 방이 있어요. So inside the building, there's rooms. 방 means room. 그리고 방마다 묘식이에요. So every room is a royal shrine. So in that way, they hold like memorial services for, and like a shrine for like the deceased royalty. 일단 한국의 유네스코 세계 문화산은 이곳보다도 더 많아요. So there is a lot more Korean UNESCO World Heritage sites. 그래서 다음 주도 조금 더 얘기해 볼까 해요. So I'm thinking that I could talk about a few other ones in Korea for next week. And for today, I'll just talk about these three. 석굴암 불국사, 조선 왕릉, 그리고 동묘. And all three of them are very, very special in their own way. And I will link some pictures and maybe some articles if I can find them about these places if you're interested in learning more about what they're like. And if you ever do visit Korea or if you're in Korea, I highly recommend going to all these places because they're very significant to the history of Korea and are also very, very beautiful. And yeah, 뭐 이번 주는 그게 끝인 것 같고, so I think that's all for this week. 그리고 들어주셔서 감사합니다. So thanks for listening. 그럼 다음 주에 봅시다. I'll see you next week.